new domains names, and we had in the Umbrint more than 500 people listen to me. So it was very interesting things that we have done, and we should just add in our efforts around, and probably other colleagues around have done other things that we should get together and put in your account because we have done anyway. So thank you for the opportunity, and so there is the lack space was defined and decided by our strategy group in the 13, in the years of 2013, to focus on business. And till now, we have been, it was 6 meetings. And the audience was growing. The first one that I noted was 22 persons. And yesterday, we had 101 person that I count yesterday. It was very interesting meeting yesterday. I was astonished to see how many people attended, because it was really growing fast. So I will go to just pass through quickly what we have done, because in the end of this presentation, I put a slide for next steps, and we probably could, you know, debate a little bit what is done is good or not, or we should do what, and so open the space to something. So. The first one, of course, was explain everybody what is the region, what we have done around, who is working in that area, inform about LAC shows, each project of LAC strategy, and a roundtable about GTLD, the new GTLD, because it was in the process, in the time, and alert the people what's going on in our region. The second one was basically in Singapore in 2014, in the beginning of 2014. And we had, a balance. We asked people from the region, from the Asia-Pacific area, to talk about the landscape of the DNS there. And then we show them what is going on our region. Yeah. And then we discuss a little on how to make the most of LAC space. And as always, we give a quick update on the LAC strategy projects. So to people, it was quite new, everything, and we start to keep in this. So the next one was in London. In London, so in London, we make a quite a different aspect of this meeting, and we invite people, a panel, to talk about free trade agreements and internet, and updates on regional IGF, and the LAC strategic plan for, you know, that is aligned, that we are living now, aligned with ICANN plan. So that was the the London one. And Los Angeles, in the end of last year, we had a very large group talking about LAC strategy update. Rodrigo did that. Fostering e-commerce ecosystem in LAC region, ISP trends in Brazil, and the big internet phone service, and the underserved region, the outreach update, like our colleague just have done, And the new GTLD in the LAC region, we talk about all have applied and have get the approval from ICANN. And then Tony talk about the dot lat, and people from, I don't remember the name of colleague, but it's from Mexico. They came and talk about the new one for restaurants and bars. So it was a large one. It was quite interesting. And finally, yesterday we had a quick LAT strategy update. In Singapore, the consolidation of IANA stewardship, because this was a theme over the table, and the proposal for CRISP, the new vision for internet architecture, someone from Brazil that talk about new approaches around the world on shaping internet aspects, and plans and strategy for .LTDA in Latin America. This is a proposal from LTDA, used to be start as a proposal from Brazil. Nowadays, a German company bought the idea, and it's become Germany, but at that time was in this process. It was in Singapore, it was interesting to have then. But now they are German. It's still around, but they are German. Yesterday, we had a very interesting with a lot of people, as I said. We talk about the LAC DNS forum conclusions that have done in Friday, Middle East DNS initiatives that our colleague from Bahat, from the Egypt just talk about the region strategy and what is going on over there. The problems they show was absolutely the same that we have here in that region. Was quite interesting to look for more coordination and more working together. A strategy for CCTLDs in the new commercial environments. This is a student contracted to someone, to a guy from Ireland. And the LAC DNS student projects itself, and what is gonna have, which each area we're gonna check. And a quite interesting change in the cc.ar Argentina domain model of business. So they start to charge the clients, registrants, their registrants, and it was quite interesting. They got a lot of new availability, very huge availability, people that was not want to do that. And from my point of view, I was sharing with the colleague yesterday, probably will bring a much more safe environment to Argentina, at least under .AR. Because most of the people didn't use the domain really to register something, but it was easy to be captured, and it was a very huge path to follow using .ar as domains as a a place to you to be fraud, to be phishing, etc., etc. So it was a wonderful decision from the Don't AR, in my opinion. And he said that was, you know, they expected now, you know, growing again and be in a model more, you know, a structured model. We like very well. So what we heard, and I make some notes from the three last meetings. It was what the people would like to see in LAC space. No, more statistics from the region, debates about how to improve business in the region, and I'm asking, maybe we can do a panel next meeting about what is the problem in the region, taxes, you know, difficulties for ISPs, how the resellers are treated, how the registrar treat the resellers in our regions, whatever, something like that. Okay, local students, should we do that? And business, there is a lot of business interested in the region. So the question is, can they participate? Or we are just focused on our business to the others and no other business to us? So that is questions that we need to answer, because everybody approach and ask if they can do, if they, how is the way they need to sponsor, any questions around, because of course I run around asking for a sponsor for the DNS Women Breakfast, so people just also ask for the LAC space, what is the model and blah, blah, blah. So that is some question that I believe we need to have opinions for attendees to really understand what they need and what which answers should we do and prepare for the next meetings. So thank you very much. I hope we can debate a little bit.
Muchas gracias, Wanda. Bueno, nos queda un par de minutos más.
Rodrigo speaking. We have a few minutes before the end of the session, so we open up for questions and comments. Wanda? I'm Wanda Perez from the Dominican Republic. Initially, we do not know from the study document if the beneficiary countries of the various projects have been defined, if they have, which they are. If there is a list, I understand this initiative will not end in 2016, but will be renewed over the years. And if the beneficiary countries have already been identified for this plan, how we can apply to participate in the next stage? We are especially interested in DNSSEC. Rodrigo Saucedo speaking. Thank you for your question. Actually, there is no list of beneficiary countries. This is a strategy defined and developed by the Latin American community for the benefit of the entire region. There are certainly specific projects on specific topics that can be for the direct benefit of one country before another, but there is no specific list of countries. The model on how to carry on the strategy, it's a model of open participation. Anyone who's interested, any person or institution who's interested in a project should simply contact any member of the regional team and he will be added to the working group mailing list, and then he or she can start working in the project. I think there was a second part to your question. Yes, certainly, this project model, they are not executed in 2015 and they are done. No, the idea is to reiterate them 2016, etc. Humberto Soto? Alberto Soto speaking. The panel with the ISPs, resellers, and registrars. I'd like to see Haiti and Nicaragua also included. We have two ALSs that have been recently added, and they cannot participate but by email. We need some type of communication for them and some facilities for them. I'm also conducting other efforts through other means, because they cannot participate but by email. Rodrigo Saucedo, thank you. It is a very good suggestion. And this should be as open and participatory as possible. Wanda speaking. I think we should consider the idea of grants for them to participate in major events to be held in our region, where these topics are discussed, so we can have a face-to-face contact with them to explain how we operate. Because typically, those who are knowledgeable are very few, and a person can act as a multiplier in these countries. We often do not have opportunity to contact them. We had the LAC IGF in El Salvador last year. I attended it, and I stayed there for a long time talking with them about other things, because they were interested in more technical or more commercial issues. But in order to involve the smaller countries, I think we should have a more point-to-point, face-to-face strategy, inviting them to participate so that we can train regional multipliers. Because internal multiplication in these countries requires at least one person well prepared and able to do that. I believe that if we invite them to an event in larger countries, we can get his or her commitment, and actually we can get the benefit later on. Alberto Soto speaking. I presented this issue yesterday in the trend topic discussion, what to do with the $60 million available, and finally said the community is to be decided. So I made an explicit request. I don't know if the money will fix the problem, but at least a coordination with the countries where the communications are absolutely necessary. Wanda speaking. Yes, we must play within our roles. But even so, how to give supports through grants? Fadi was saying that there was a major opportunity to have a fund for LAC. Rodrigo Saucedo speaking. Eduardo, first. Eduardo Rojas from Bolivia, good morning. I have two messages to convey to you. First, I am here on behalf of the Redes Foundation, which is an NGO, and I'm also the chair of the board of directors of the National Network TIC Bolivia, which gathers associations involved in technology. The civil society support in Bolivia to support the strategy of ICANN LAC. That's the first message. The second, as association of associations working on ICTs and development, we are entering an agreement with the main telecommunications carrier in my country to promote initiatives of developments on human rights. My country is now promoting the development of a server to protect or work on materials against child abuse. Along the same line, the Congress last week commissioned the drafting of a bill for the prevention of digital violence. This draft law will refer to DNS infrastructure, the role of ISPs. So an analysis should be made of the potential challenges in traffic network interconnection points. So we are envisaging a potential scenario of developing a national and Latin American model, not to fight against cybercrime, but for the defense of human rights aligned, in alignment, where the baseline is the defense of the legal good of human personality rather than a material legal good, which is the database. So this is an invitation to all actors, first to incorporate this approach in a national and Latin American discussion group on the one hand, and on the other hand, promote a multi-stakeholder dialogue to address these issues. This is a social approach of technology that is going to make political decisions, at least at the national levels, on with regard to technical issues, the internet, technical infrastructure. And we believe that this vision can also be a potential setting for Latin American dialogue.
Eduard, Rodrigo Saucedo speaking. We are running out of time, so Carlton Samuels, you have the floor, your last comment.
Rodrigo, Carlton Samuels, for the record. You've been listening to our colleagues from the region talk about the challenges we have, and if you would wish, I would like to kind of put them in three different buckets. The first one is the issue of access, and Alberto spoke about because we are far away, and to bring us together, we have to use the technology and electronic means to do so. And there's a real need to improve the tools that we have for access. And Alberto spoke about that, and that requires some investment. And if all of us are agreed that we are all in this thing together to influence the global policy of ICANN, then we would imagine that ICANN would have a stake in ensuring that people have access to make their contributions. So we need better tools. It's a region where there are different languages, and where translation and interpretation is absolutely critical for having the conversation. We need better translation and support tools for language management and language services. Christina and the others in the ICANN language group have made some strides significantly since we first started back in 2006 timeframe, but we still need a lot more. The tools that are available now can be made better, and more of them are needed. That's access. The other one is participation, and that is a little bit more challenging. Here's why. Because there are some cultural barriers to participation. In the Caribbean, I can tell you, we like the face-to-face. We like to see who we're talking to. We like to interact with each other. we're from societies that are more verbal than anything else. And so the immediacy of the conversation is very important to participation. What does that mean? Well, it means for a lot of us, a lot of our people, they will very soon drift away from participation when the participation tends to be remote. That doesn't work very well for us. And so we have that to overcome. Now, maybe we can use better tools, electronic tools, that not just mediate the question of distance, but also mediate the cultural barriers that we have between face-to-face and remote. There are tools that can help us do that. And so effective participation is also dependent on the tools we have. Rodrigo, Alberto spoke about the participation and Vanda said something that I think I need to emphasize because I think she gets it. Not everybody in our region is interested in every subject, but you have to have people who are multipliers in each area. And Vanda, you get that. That's exactly what you need. Because you're not going to get every subject of deep interest. But what we want is a wide enough participation so we have enough people covering. Let me give you an example. And Vanda, we've been at this for a while, so I think we've picked it up as we go along. You are not going to get a lot of connection between, say, the IANA transition process that's happening, although it's critical. People will glaze over when it comes to that. But if you're talking about, like my friend from the Andes was talking about here, effective, how the internet and how the use of the internet impact people in the places where they live. He was talking about human rights and child protection and cyber crime and so on. Those things are important because in our region, people are using the internet for development, social and economic development. Access to the internet is one thing, but the ability to use, the stability, and the availability of the internet is big for us. And so we have to find ways to get the people who have disparate interests involved in the ICANN fold, realizing that they will not have every, they will not be interested in every single subject here. But if we have a multiplier in the place, we have a better chance of creating that community that we need to ensure. So for us in the region, the challenge is really about access, about participation primarily, but also about how we get our local communities to understand that some of their interests can be encouraged, can be embraced within the ICANN enterprise, within the ICANN community. And for us, it's going to be a hard slog because we have regional interests, we have global interests, but the local interests that we need to ensure we have the participation, we have to embrace them. Just thought I'd add that to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Carlton. I think it's very important. This kind of comment and feedback is so important, and that is why we need the community to participate in the different projects of the LAC strategy. Remember, the projects in the LAC strategy are only text, right? It's a general idea. It's up to the working group, it's up to the community to develop each of the projects, meaning you have to create the objective, the data you want to collect, everything that you want to do about the project, the working group develops it. So people with such a good feedback like Carlton, Vanda, Alberto, it's very important not for only for them to participate in these projects, but for more people like them to get involved and give this feedback so these projects can really have a strong impact. Well, that's about it. I just wanted to thank everyone for being here to participate in this session, and thank you very much.